Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. I guess we're live. I screwed everything up. So what should I play? Let's see. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll do this one. Ready
for the first game? I'm ready.
Okay, so the first game is write a four-line stanza. I already wrote the first one. Are you ready?
I can try.
Topographical paths of shame lead to scars of sacrifice that pain that the white lines regret.
Wow. Well, it's hard for me because I can't go back and look at it over and over again. White lines of regret.
Over and over again. Paths of shame lead to scars of sacrifice that paint the white lines of regret.
Well, I'm not that quick.
Oh, come on. Be that quick. I'm going to play the TikTok song.
the Think song from Jeopardy.
I know. I think they have it in here somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Alex Trebek.
I know. I think it's in here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Yep.
Why do you have to get rid of it?
To play with and he wants to play with it.
I'm totally not picking up the thread.
That's all right. That's okay. We'll just write a poem together while we're here. Be the poem that you and I write on the air.
The poem that we wrote on the air. That everyone said wasn't there.
That everyone said wasn't there. The tone, the poem we wrote on the air.
The collaboration that never was.
I know. See.
The only way I'll get my hands on you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll play a song. We'll see what happens. Which one do you want to hear? Let's set fire to the rain.
You got Goo Goo Dolls? Play some Goo Goo Dolls. John Resnick.
Goo Goo Dolls. I don't think we have any Goo Goo Dolls.
Probably not. I have weird taste. Oh, you got Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You have to have Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You make me so very happy. I'm so amazed.
Got the DJs, I got Billy, I got Bruce. No, Black Keys, Wild Cherry, Billy Squire.
Oh, Billy Squire is good. Lonely is the night. You find yourself alone. That's tonight. Your demons come to
me. Yeah, I know.
Your mind is not your own.
There we go. Here we go. I'm going to play that part.
Lonely is the night when you find yourself alone. Your demons come to light and your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You feel it's time to cry. Say the rising's on the wall. Lonely, lonely, lonely. Your spirit's sinking down. You find you're not real.
All right. Hello, Block Talk listeners. This is Sweet Piano Friday Night. Just doing random things with random poetry with random people. Chit-chatting away, having fun, doing things, talking crazy. Going to read some open poetry, going to do some fun. Just hanging out for a little bit, hanging out with Zach and Tor right at the moment. Hey, Zach and Tor, how are you?
I'm getting there. You know how it is, the end of the week, Friday.
Well, I am with a group just like you, Inside of All Poetry, one of the world's largest all-internet, all-access poetry groups on the great, great wide world web. And inside that wide world web of all poetry is a group called Team of Voices, which I am thrilled and excited to be part of. Now that I've actually officially kind of got my show on the way on the radio, and we actually picked a song. That is a great song, though. I liked it. I haven't played that or heard that song in a long time. So just hanging out, not doing anything. Maybe hang out for an hour, see who stops by, who doesn't. Just kind of a proxy thing, not doing anything.
Kind of cruising, hanging out.
So tell me, just out of curiosity, what are some of the craziest lines you have, like, in the back of your head that are, like, in your drafts?
Oh my God. Sometimes it's a lot of snark. Sometimes it's based on a specific situation and, it kind of haunts me until, recently I was thinking about, what's the name of it? Truck outlines, when there's a dead body, the truck outlines, and I'm debating on what into a poem about, the bodies laying on the floor and the truck outlines and things like that. That's the kind of stuff that bounces around my brain. Things like, you talk about wanting aspirations to be the MVP and not getting to play in the game, things like that.
I have, this one that's been in the top of the like these weird lines that I'll write, one of the shrouds of white mist sanitize the bended roads.
Specters. Yeah, that I like that image.
Yeah.
The way they sanitize the roads has a definite feel to it.
Yeah. So I'm working on something like that. Shrouds of white mist sanitize the bended roads. So I have weird lines that I write and then I don't know what to do with them.
Sometimes they fall into place.
They just don't. Are you still there? Don't let me lose you.
Being Irish, you say, you talk about the road. I hear that expression about the road rising to meet your feet.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Irish blessing about the road rising to meet your feet and the wind always be at your back?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, that's true. I can't remember what that is. But, yeah.
I tend to dig in.
The sea black. The sea black as the raven's wing, cynical as the crow's call.
Drowning me in your eyes.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what to do with all these lines running around my head.
At least you're not snorting them.
No, I'm not.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. We don't want to be snorting mine.
No. At least not tonight.
See, now that reminds, yeah, that last thing you just gave me reminds me of that riddle from, was it Alice in Wonderland? That doesn't really have an answer about why is a raven like a writing desk?
Oh, yeah, no, because it never has an answer. Because he always gives out rhymes, but never, or riddles without
Lewis Carroll.
Riddles without an answer. Yeah, riddles without answers. Because there's no such thing. No. So what's your latest and greatest? What's your show about tonight?
On LCN. It's actually funny. It's about just being broken. Things that, not so much yourself, but in a relationship, what brings you past that point that makes it snap? What leads you to becoming broken? What breaks you? It's kind of folded in with the thought of red flags. You know, you see these things happen, but you stay anyway. You know, what is it that finally breaks you after? You know, something happens. People, you know, forgiveness trying to look the other way, but, you know, you really can't forget things sometimes. And you know, that contributes to all the brokenness. It's like you try and move on beyond it, but it's still a part of you. So there's no getting away from it sometimes.
I wonder if there ever is a way to get away from it.
But
I have a book of poems on that.
And,
like a book
bent but not broken. Bent but not broken. I like that expression
bent
too. It's
bent but not broken.
I want to say that's the Japanese philosophy. The idea of, you know, it's strong, it'll bend, but it won't break.
Yeah. I don't know. I might bend. I might break. But I don't know how far over I'm going to bend before you break. It all depends.
Something about that. To me, there's a lot of torture involved in something like that, too, because the idea of it is very painful. And, you know, like a friend of ours always talking about, you know, how pain is like the true emotion. It's honest. It's unavoidable. But you don't want to, you know, cause the people that you care about pain, though. So that's the bane of my existence. When I know that I hurt somebody, and it's not just seeing them in pain, it's knowing that I'm the cause of it. And we tend to, you know, blame ourselves than not, even if it's not necessarily our fault. So you struggle with that.
You
struggle with, yeah.
sometimes you do it and you don't even mean to.
Right. Yeah. And you know, that's the other thing too. You know, even if it's not intentional, it doesn't change the fact that it hurts somebody. So.
Right. That's the whole point. What can you do about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, some things are obvious, and you know, it's like, well, you know, if you cheat on someone, obviously that's going to hurt. So, you know, don't do that. But, you know, if it's just something simple like, you know, oh, I ate the last muffin, you know, it's like, oh, but I had my heart set on that muffin. You know, that sounds like a simple thing, but, you know, that could turn into a whole emotional, like, you know, you always take the last muffin.
You always take the last muffin, you son of a bitch. I don't know.
It leads to hiding muffins in nightstand. Why do you have muffins in your nightstand? Because you always take the last one.
Last muffin. Kisses in mine.
I don't mean it. It didn't mean muffin to me.
Didn't mean muffin to me. You're a funny guy. You're a funny guy.
Yeah, but I can only get this one on my lips.
The 23rd. The 23rd. I have to do on the 27th. I have a show to do on the 27th, too. Ugh. What am I going to do? I should do...
Tomatoes.
A tomato. Mm-hmm. What should I do? What do you want to read? What do you want to hear? Anything special?
Oh, the last one that you did, which is actually in my signature suite. And now, of course, I'm going to forget. I'm blacking out on the name. And I shouldn't say it's the last one you did. The last one that I heard you read live.
I know when you haven't heard it, which is In Vain.
In Vain?
Yeah, maybe you heard that one.
Read it.
All right, it's in the crimson mist between the tales of Grimm and the silence of the dawn, a sorceress hovered, mirrors, wearing little Red Riding Hood shroud, an artifact of darkness weaving scents of lavender, laced with smoke as she traveled through town, as singing jewels of onyx called crows call out her name. Burn black liquor sweats in the air, shallow your breath, wait to feel her touch of crimson red hair. Lay still, barricade in the fractures of your inaudible screams. Watch her ruby red eyes smile as shadows fade to black. Follow the white light tunnels when spirits called me back. Daughter of Dante smiles, coming alive, wrapped in my veins. End quote.
Wow. I love the imagery. The wizard and the darkness and the shadows pulling you back. There's a lot of emotion in this. The one I was trying to remember was the one that you did. I think it had dandelion in the title, by the way.
The Keeper of the Dandelion Secrets.
But, this was, I mean, this is stunning.
Mm-hmm.
You have a way that I absolutely love, and I say this all the time. And hopefully you'll never get tired of hearing me say it, because I don't think I'm going to change my mind anytime.
You know what's funny about, because I'll read you Keeper of Dandelion Secrets if you really want to hear it, but I didn't think that one was that great, and everybody really liked it.
I don't know if it's the layers in it, or, you know, I mean, to me, I mean, everything you write is multi-layered. There was something specific about that one that just got to me because of the things that you implied in it, you know, it was really, moving, and you know, it's a difficult thing to talk about, you know, at least what I see in it.
Yeah.
And you almost hesitate to say it because if you're wrong, you seem like a jerk. But you know, but from what I remember of it, you know, it sounded like total abuse, and you know, it really. The people that you want to trust are the ones that do it, and that's what makes it that much worse. And it's through a child's innocence and a child's eyes, and that gets ruined, and you know, it's never the same.
It's very true. I mean, you definitely got it dead on, but it was just something that was really weird. So let's see.
Yeah.
The Keeper of Dandelion Secrets. This is, the heat of the southern sun had been icy, as beads of sweat dripped from the tiny ringlets that curled at the base of her swan-like neck. Copper tones ringed her pale, freckled face, eyes glared ahead in shades of coming ocean storms, as the battle between yellow ribbons and winds raged. An unaltered beauty in the land of Jezebel, she dons a smile that hides all veils of the dragon that impales her forever after. Her legs walk through the scents of magnolias, covering the stench of whiskey lies, wrapped in the shadows of forget-me-nots, forgive-me-cries. Weeds of distrust still soil. The bonds of trust lay spoiled. The woman's forgiveness is uncoiled, but for the child, a wish on a dandelion flower kept her secrets of being disloyal. And home.
Yeah, for me, you capture that sense of innocence of a child from the ringlets on down. I mean, you really have that feeling of a youth and that spoiled innocence at the same time. Very disarming, which again is what I was saying that I love that you do so well. You know, but at the same time, you cut right to the bone when you get there, and it's unavoidable. And you say it in a way that almost sounds playful and innocent until you'd be like, you know, wait a minute, did she just, you know, the dragon, wait a minute, that's not, no, you know, it's one of those things. It's just, you play with the image in a way that's unpredictable.
Yeah.
You know, some people are, you know, I guess tend to go for the more obvious or the more cliche, but you pull it out in a different way for me, you know. I really enjoy the way you do it.
Oh, thank you. Well, sweetie, my prompt you showed did not take a prompt to, so I'm just going to go ahead and let you go and say goodnight. Let everybody go to sleep.
I'm tired.
Yeah. I tried. But it is what it is.
All right.
So thanks for calling me.
Oh, hey, anytime.
All right, honey. Have a good one.
Good night, honey.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for using Blog.